Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast with your host, me, Leslie Kerrigan, creator of Seniorology and Conference 12. Seniorology is the study of high school senior photography, and this podcast will walk you through all the aspects of running a successful senior portrait business. So whether you've been a senior photographer for a while, or you're just getting started in the senior portrait business, the Seniorology Podcast is your resource for all things senior photography related. Hey y'all, it's Leslie Kerrigan here, host of the Seniorology Podcast. You're listening to episode 5, an interview with senior models. In today's episode, I sit down with two of my current senior models to ask them questions on why they want to be senior models, what they think is the best part of being in a senior model program, and their advice to photographers out there who want to create a senior model team. Hearing seniors' opinions can really help us in our business, so I would suggest sitting down with your own models and asking them questions and getting their opinion to help you in your business. Each year, take a minute to ask your current models their thoughts and use their answers to structure your program for the next year. What they have to say is an extremely valuable way to make sure that you are creating a program that teens really want to be a part of. Really listen to what they like and maybe what they don't like, what motivates them to share your business with others, and what suggestions they have to make the program even better for the next year. Teens are a valuable resource, and they are happy to share their input. If you don't have your own model team, then listen to what my models had to say when I sat down with them and asked questions to help myself as well as all of you photographers out there who want to know what models think. So let's get started. So I'm here today with two of my senior models for my LKP senior model team, Lexi and Hannah, and we're going to ask them some questions that will hopefully help you guys as photographers when you're trying to create your own senior model team. So welcome, girls.
Hey.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah. I'm excited to start asking you some questions, okay. So let's dive right in, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So what made you want to be a senior model versus just hiring somebody to take your senior photos?
I definitely think the opportunities that come with being a spokesmodel person, instead of just having one individual shoot, we're doing multiple shoots throughout the year, and we're capturing like how we change through our senior year, and the opportunities that come to meet other girls too.
Yeah.
Plus, we had like seen older girls too, like go through it.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
And so it looked really fun.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Looking up to older girls that I knew. Who did shoots, like, in a washing machine, I would see those pictures on Instagram,
right.
And I was like, wow, that looks so fun.
Yeah.
And whereas you wouldn't normally do that with just a senior photo shoot, you do that as a part of a spokesmodel program. Just opportunities like that is so fun.
Okay, awesome. That's great. So opportunities to have a good time,
yeah.
More photo shoots, yes. Being around people maybe that you don't necessarily know, those are all things that would be beneficial to being a spokesmodel.
Oh, yeah, like branching out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, next question is, what types of things make you want to post the photos? Like, do you need a certain incentive or more you want to share because you're having a great time?
Yeah, share. Definitely share because we're having a great time. Like, if we're doing these fun shoots, we don't want to keep the pictures just for us. We want other people to be able to see them too and mm-hmm. see what we're doing.
Yeah. Right.
And I think for any, like, photographers that are starting up, like, don't force it upon anyone to, like, post anything, because I think, like, I've been more excited to post things because I know I feel confident in those pictures. And so, like, that's been fun too. Like, Leslie does a really good job with making all of us feel comfortable. And then if we want to post something, we can.
Right. But so you don't think being forced to do something
right.
kind of is a little bit of a turnoff?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't make it as exciting.
Right.
You have to, like, you're made to do it.
Yeah,
because
right.
It's more fun when you feel confident about the pictures and being able to share them with other people than taking the pictures, because not every picture you take is your best picture.
Right.
So right.
It's easier to be confident and say, oh, this was so fun, I want to share it with other people.
Right. Okay. So maybe the experience makes you want to versus
right.
like,
yes.
let me give you a gift card if you post type thing.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's more organic that way. If you guys just love it and post it on your own, then I'm not forcing you. It kind of a little bit of a turnoff if somebody
and
tries
it's
to
more
force
like
you.
Cheerful and happy. And then
right.
and people can get that vibe.
They'll
when
pick
you post
up on
it
too.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good tip. So they'll pick up on what's real versus forced.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Good tip. Okay. So do you guys like the group shoots or the individual shoots or both, and why?
Definitely both.
Yeah, both for sure.
Yeah, and what makes you like one versus the other?
I would say both because it's fun, like, getting one individual shoot for yourself. But at the same time, if you post 10 or 15 pictures of just you, you don't want people to look at you and be like, oh, she's full of herself or something.
Right.
Just saying that. And it's fun, like, because when I'll be in college next year, I can look back at these group shoots and see girls that I was posed with and be like, oh, I remember her and standing next to her and taking that picture, and that was so much fun.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah, and then, like, I love both, too, because mm-hmm. when you're, like, by yourself, I think everyone needs that time. Like, I mean, everyone loves, like, get pictures taken, then mm-hmm. get pampered, like, get your hair and makeup done and stuff.
Right.
And then it's also important, too, to, like, share that experience with other girls, too.
Right.
So I think the balance is really good.
So having both. Yeah. So you would suggest photographers out there thinking about one versus the other, both is good.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree. And you can be more creative with the group shoots. Like, mm-hmm. I would never do a shoot on a skateboard with just myself, but doing that in a group, yeah. I loved those pictures and have shared multiple of those pictures just because that was so fun.
Right.
To do.
But by yourself, that would have been so awkward. Like, you know, with bubblegum, like, no. Like,
Okay, so how many shoots do you guys think is a good amount throughout your year as a spokesmodel?
Okay, I really think the seasonal ones, like doing shoots for like the different seasons, are really fun
mm-hmm.
because it's something you can look forward to.
Yeah.
Like we had a summer shoot, and then we had our...
The Christmas shoot,
the
like
Christmas
the winter
shoot.
And those are really easy things to share, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like seasonal things.
Yeah, because it gives you something to share at that time of year for the holiday.
Like a lot of people like to post stuff then. So
right.
it's like fun because you're like, oh, this is great. I have Christmas pictures. Like, it's Christmas time, you know? And like...
And then your individual senior shoot.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I would definitely recommend a creative shoot. That was really fun.
So the styled shoot.
Yes.
A really good.
Shoot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 will recommend that. That was so fun. Yeah.
So basically, not just one shoot and you're done. If you're a spokesmodel, you want to at least get several throughout the year so you can continue to post.
Right.
And like the graduation ones, we have that to look forward to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So having stuff to look forward to throughout your senior year.
And I love doing like the creative stuff, like the group shoots mm-hmm. because... Like, for all of our individual shoots, we're not, like, necessarily doing things that are, like, don't represent us or kind of are outside of our comfort zone or anything.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's fun to do those, like, crazy
shoots. To step out of your comfort zone and do something that you wouldn't normally
ones.
Do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. And then what do you guys like best about being a part of a spokesmodel team?
Definitely, meeting other girls. That's mm-hmm. really fun. I've met girls that I would have never... otherwise talked to.
Mm-hmm.
And you've, like, taken pictures with girls that, like, I'm like, kind of our styles are the same. Like, you look good in pictures together. Like, I would have never thought.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's like being a part of a group.
Right.
It's like meeting new people, meeting new friends, boosting your confidence. It's really fun to dress up and get your hair and makeup done with other girls. It's really good at bonding experience.
Right. So, basically, the experience is what... You guys love the most, just being around the other girls and being a part of the group.
And having something in common.
Right.
Yeah.
Finding people you have something in common with. I know a lot of girls end up rooming together at college
and
stuff.
We're all graduating like at the same time. You know,
we're
so
going through
our,
the same stages of life. So
right.
It brings us together,
So it bonds you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay, what has being a senior model taught you?
Confidence.
Oh, good.
100%. Just like... Again, like, I know I've said this a lot, but it really does make a difference, like, getting to dress up and getting posed and having your picture taken. It just brings out a smile in you that you wouldn't, that wouldn't just come out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you have a photographer, too, that's, like, not awkward and, like, encouraging and sweet.
Yeah.
And, like, supportive of you. Like, supportive is, like, really important because...
Yes.
That makes a difference.
It makes you laugh, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just brings out your personality.
It makes you feel so much more comfortable.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so what advice from the teenagers here would you give other photographers out there that might be listening and thinking about doing a senior model program?
Definitely Keep things simple.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't need to make it complicated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have to be hard.
Right.
It
needs to be fun, not hard.
Be natural around the girls. Like, don't treat it like this is your job. Be their friend, you know?
Okay.
Like, it'll, because that'll make them not awkward when posing.
Do you guys feel that the more the photographer in charge puts into it, the more you guys are likely to put into it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So if I never talked to you guys or didn't really interact with you guys, it would be a little harder. Okay.
Like when you reach out to us about like ideas for certain things, mm-hmm. or like text us, I mean even like colors or like little things like that.
Right.
It makes us feel like, okay, we have a part of this.
Yes.
Like I know we're taking pictures with her, but we also are like helping choose different things too.
So you want to feel valued.
Right.
Yes, right. Okay.
And I've never modeled before, so definitely making the girls feel comfortable, because the first time I was a little bit like, oh no, I don't know how to pose. So definitely like being the girls' friends and being like, oh, like pose this way, like giving them advice on that was really helpful. And it just like opened you up into a really like big personality and lots of smiles.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So having somebody just give you guys confidence, make you feel good, and then just feeling like you're valued and a part of a group is really what you guys have liked the most.
And then if you start off that way too, like the more shoots we do with you, like the more excited we are.
And
right.
The more comfortable we get.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. And then do you think that because you guys have gotten more comfortable with it, you guys can share more and then younger girls are now seeing this and wanting to be a part of it?
Right.
Is that really what happened with you guys? You guys saw other girls doing it?
That's I saw multiple other girls posting
all over
about
social media.
And I was like, wow, that looks so fun. And even being a spokesmodel this year, I've had a lot of girls come up to me in the hallways and just say, hey, like, can you tell me a little bit about this? And I've sat down with them and been more than happy to give them all of the information.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's good to know.
It was so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I think that's all our questions. If you guys out there listening, it seems to me that the key to a teen's heart is to make sure you are valuing them, making them feel a part of a group, and giving them opportunities that they might not necessarily get otherwise. You guys are not necessarily motivated by money or gifts or things like that, but more an experience.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, so if you're out there listening, if you're trying to put together a spokesmodel program, just make it an experience and give them just as much as you expect from them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, right. Right. It's a good experience right as they're about to go into a huge part of their life for college.
Is it going to make you guys have a more fond memory of your senior year?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
100%.
Because we have so many pictures. Yeah. And they're all different seasons.
Right, exactly.
I go through them all the time, and I'm like, wow, this is so fun.
It's more about a memory, I think, is what I'm hearing from you guys. Like, you love the actual photo, but what I keep hearing from both of you is that looking at them makes you remember how
it makes you remember.
Fun.
It just makes you smile.
Yeah.
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 Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining me
today.
Thank you so much
for having us.
It was so fun.
Yeah. I know that a lot of senior photographers out there are going to love what you guys had to say. So you guys are helping many senior models out there. Okay.
That's good.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.